From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, Governor Newsom this week shared the expectation that all school districts and charters in California continue to provide distance learning for students and their families for the remainder of the school year. Humboldt County Office of Education and local school districts have consulted with Public Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich, who advises all school districts in Humboldt County follow the governor's recommendation and plan for continued closure of facilities through the end of the school year. According to Frankovich, quote, the situation is changing quickly, and there is increasing evidence as we look at impacted areas across the country that aggressive social distancing can significantly help to slow transmissions of this infection. Maintaining distance learning and keeping school facilities closed through the end of the school year will allow schools and families to plan appropriately. Humboldt County schools began closing on March 16th. The latest numbers in Humboldt County for COVID-19 show 848 tests run, 37 positive cases, 2 hospitalizations, and no deaths reported thus far. Arcata police are only investigating violent crimes right now due to COVID-19, so this one won't be investigated much, but several stores inside the Jacoby storehouse were victims to a smash-and-grab burglary that happened sometime between Tuesday night and early Wednesday. Lost Coast Outpost reporting someone smashed out the windows of Arcata Tuxedo and the old Pasta Luega and pasta making stores down the hall. The owner of Arcata Tuxedo says the perpetrator got maybe $40 in cash, along with a work laptop and iPad. They also took groomsmen gifts, flasks, and knives, and left a trail of blood at the scene. Well, especially with the weekend coming up, Humboldt County is reminding you about enjoying outdoors, but also maintaining social distancing. According to the shelter-in-place order, stay away from all communal structures, facilities, equipments, courts, picnic tables, and gazebos in public parks, which are closed. Maintain a 6-foot distance from others. Don't get together with people outside of your home or family unit, and don't make physical contact with others. Cover your mouth when coughing or sneezing, and wash your hands plenty. Open Door is reminding residents that while the pandemic is changing the way it delivers its services, it is still delivering them. Telehealth via secure video conference, telehealth via phone, even in-person visits at health centers when telehealth is not an option. They've also opened a dedicated drive-through clinic in Eureka for patients with respiratory symptoms indicative of COVID-19. It's not a drop-in clinic. It's established for Open Door patients who should call ahead for an appointment. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.